the riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U, but don't call.
And don't forget, you can also check out riot.radiou.com. Let's see, last Friday we had a chance to check in with Cannon, new to our Radio U rotation, and we thought, oh, you know what, let's check in with Fireflight today.
Why not? Dawn from Fireflight is on the phone. That's why I said don't call right now.
Oh, because she's on the phone?
She's on the phone.
Yes.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am doing good.
You sound very excited.
She's ready to go.
I am excited because, I know I almost screwed this interview up, and so I'm glad to redeem myself, and that's exciting.
Yes.
That's good. Obi had to call Dawn.
A couple of names.
And just a reminder that, hey, we were supposed to talk this morning, so it worked out fine.
No problem.
Honestly, I just don't understand why when you put things into your calendar, it doesn't automatically alert you to them, why you have to go a second step to say, yes, I'd like you to remind me of this. Me, when I put something into the calendar, it already means that I'd like to be reminded about it. That's why I put it into the calendar.
Actually, you know, that's a really good point.
Frequently, I forget to scroll down and hit, yes, alert, yes, remind me about this.
Now, Dawn,
that's what happened.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do. I have an iPhone.
See, that's the problem.
Would you like us to tell? It's not the problem.
Because if you, and
it's a suggestion she's making.
I don't want to be a troll, but when I put things in Google Calendar, it always reminds me.
Does it?
Is that right?
Does it? Because sometimes it does not with Obi.
Actually, not always. In fact, frequently Nico would be like, hey, did you do the thing? And I'll be like, this stupid calendar.
So you forget it, but that's all right. It worked out. So how are you doing? Did you have a good weekend? Everything good?
Oh, yes, I had a great weekend. I live away from the band in Albuquerque, New Mexico now for my husband's new job. And recently I've started helping out at a church here called Sagebrush with worship and stuff. And I've been having so much fun with it. So my weekends have gotten really exciting for the time that I'm not on the road.
So let's talk about, obviously your husband, Matt, formerly from Waverly, he works at a radio station. Does he make you do radio stuff with him or does he just,
No, he doesn't make me. Sometimes I will. Like yesterday, they were having a conversation that was concerning women, and I called in and peace of my mind.
Yeah.
So, every once in a while, I'll participate, but not as a general rule.
It's not one of those things where Matt's constantly like, and my wife from Firefly, who's on the phone now.
The Matt and Dawn show, is that it?
No. Not too bad. Not too bad. But it is a perk for me, though, because it's like an automatic in for whatever my single is. I know they're going to play it because he's the one who.
That is true. If not, that's somewhat uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you got to deal with it.
What, babe? I just don't think this is the right time.
It's not. It's
a fun dinner conversation.
There's nothing wrong with the song. It's just that it's not right for us.
Good call. Yes. That's how you'd say
it's
that.
It's not you. It's us. It's not Firefly. It's us.
Hey,
listen, we've had bands before, too, where they maybe emailed us once, and then when they send a single later, they think we're like, well, we were best friends, weren't we? So you're going to, of course, play the song.
I don't understand. So, have to play it, right?
It can be uncomfortable.
That's why we talked to you in the first place.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why we were pretending to be your friend.
Hey. I know, right? That's how it is.
We've had offers of marriage if we just play the single.
Just play anything.
Whatever, right?
It's good you turned her down, so that's fine.
It's fine. So we're on the phone with Dawn from Fireflight. Dawn, you're sagebrushing and Albuquerque-ing.
The rest of the group's still in Nashville.
What's the rest of the band doing?
Well, they're hanging out in Nashville and doing their thing. Glenn and Wendy are the ones that are still in Nashville, and they're just, they've always been kind of like the brains and the, the business savvy of the band and everything. So they're just kind of there working the whole business aspect of Fireflight, the whole machine that is Fireflight.
Okay.
So they're working on that. They've also got Keep It Loud, which is a management company that they're working on with some new artists as well. So they're keeping busy, and we're all just kind of, I think, just appreciating a little time home in between our shows coming up later in the year.
So you're going to gear up for spring stuff, or do you think you'll mostly do Fireflight stuff for the summer?
We're doing a lot of summer stuff and then moving on to the fall. I think we've got some shows in Columbia planned in the fall. And so just some kind of random this year for us, but it's been kind of neat.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Columbia, I saw something, I saw you posting last week about something that was happening in Brazil you were trying to get the word out on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I was just posting. We have so many beloved fans in Brazil because Brazil people, they're just always at 10 for everything. So they they love Firefly and they're at 10. So anyways, you know, there's a lot going on in Brazil right now. They're struggling with the Zika virus and all sorts of stuff. And a personal friend of mine who I got to meet when we went down to Brazil, it's really sad. You know, there are stuff that's going wrong in our country and we have things that we're struggling with. You know, I complain about how much healthcare costs all the time. But the fact of the matter is, if I go to the hospital and I am bleeding, you know, they're going to take care of me first, you know?
Yeah,
but
sure.
In Brazil, it's not always that way. If you don't have the money at first, you can't get your surgery, things like that. And a dear friend of mine, Celia, she had needed a gallbladder surgery and was just debilitated by this problem. And so somehow got all the money together, even though they're a very poor family, and got the surgery done. And then months later, she's still having a lot of bad pain. Is unable to get the surgeon to get back in touch with her and stuff like that. She finally got seen by a doctor, and he told her that the surgeon failed to seal up her stomach.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. Oh, wow.
Not even kidding.
And wow.
So this is why she's been in so much pain.
Yeah.
Now she spent all her money on the original surgery, you know, money that they didn't even have. And it's just crazy. And now that surgeon won't get in contact back there. They can't, like, hold him accountable because that's just how tough it is in Brazil. That's just the way the system is.
It's just how it is.
They're still a developing country. Even though they've got places that are, you know, skyscrapers and big cities and all that kind of stuff, they're still a developing country. Just the other side of the wall can be the slum, so the children don't have any shoes and they are on a Sarah McLachlan commercial, you know?
Oh, my gosh,
so,
yeah.
It's just crazy, and I just feel so bad for her. And now she's like, well, I don't know what to do. You know, I went to the public hospital, and they told me that in 6 months maybe they can do my surgery to seal up my stomach. And I'm in so much pain and on all these painkillers, and I'm just praying for a miracle because I don't know what to do.
Oh, my gosh,
so
to be in that position.
It's a nightmare. So I was like, I don't know what I can do either.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to, you know, go on Facebook and see, you know, if anybody knows anybody or anything,
you know.
Just try to help her as the very least I can do from so far away.
It's like, do we know any doctors in Brazil or anybody? But I don't think so either. But oh my gosh, that is terrible and frustrating when you want to help, but you can't help really. Or what can you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Aww.
It's disheartening. But I mean, at the same time, I think it helps. It really helps, I think, for us here in the United States, where we're so blessed and don't even realize it because we've got our own problems and our own little lives we're living that helps to kind of snap us out and help us realize, you know, how many blessings we have, how much to be thankful for, and how great the need is in other places of the world.
Yeah, that's a good reminder to remember that and for others to at least see how we can help. So,
yeah. On the phone with Dawn from Fireflight, you said that you guys have got some shows coming up later in the year.
Probably summer stuff, later in the year for Columbia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're doing some festivals and stuff this summer. And I'm just trying to get out and about a little bit to see our beloved fans and all that. And hopefully make new friends as well. So we're looking forward to that. And in the meantime, we're just kind of working the current album and, you know, releasing the new singles and hoping that as people hear them, that they're going to love them as much as we do.
All right. So, hey, if you guys weren't paying attention, Dawn said that it's okay. Like, if she doesn't know you yet, you can still become her friend. Like, the docket's not full.
I am still accepting friends.
It is. It's nice. It's open.
So that's something.
Dawn always was the nicest, wasn't she? And she would take the friends.
I'm pretty friendly, as a rule.
Yeah.